Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vinita from Stella IR. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Ms. Khan. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We have with us today the senior management team of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Manish Sarda, Deputy Managing Director, Sarda Metals and Alloys Limited, Mr. Padam Kumar Jain, Director and Chief Financial Officer, who will represent Sarda Energy and Minerals on the call. The management will be sharing key operating and financial highlights for the quarter and 9 months ended December 31st, 2024, followed by a question and answer session. Please note, this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based on the company's beliefs, opinions and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statement to reflect developments that occur after a statement is made. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Pankaj Sarda. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sarda Energy's Q3 earnings call. I hope you have had the opportunity to review our results, press release and presentation uploaded on our website and the stock exchanges. Macroeconomic overview. The global economic growth has remained steady and is projected to maintain stability through the CY 2025. Stronger growth in US is likely to offset slowdown in other economies including Europe. The recent ceasefire in Middle East should help ease the geopolitical tensions leading to stabilization in energy prices and ocean freight rates. However, potential tariff escalations and policy shifts could heighten trade tensions, could disrupt supply chains and weigh on global growth. In India, we have observed growth moderation over recent months. The Trump 2.0 era in USA may bring significant changes to international trade policies and climate change regulations impacting global economic order and consequently India's economy. The US Fed, after 3 rate reductions in 2024, has kept rates steady due to persistent inflation concerns. India's fiscal deficit is projected to decline to 4.4% against 4.8% estimated for the current year. RBI has rolled out plan to infuse rupees 1.5 lakh crores to ease liquidity. Tax rebate for lower middle class is expected to boost consumption and economic activity. The recent reduction in the repo rate after 5 years signals the start of an easing cycle, though banks may take time to pass on the benefits due to high deposit costs and tight liquidity conditions. Operational performance. We achieved highest ever quarterly generation of captive power plant at our Siltara plant in Raipur. Hydropower generation grew by 7% YOY, supported by a strong monsoon. The performance of IPP thermal power plant improved significantly, achieving load factor of 74% during the quarter and 67% for 9 months compared to 56% in FY24. Various operational efficiency measures have contributed to this improvement. It could have been even better, but for plant maintenance, shutdown and lower power prices on energy exchanges. We expect further improvement with January already recording PLF of 97%. Additional capital expenditure, CAPEX, has been planned to ensure sustained operations at full capacity. Our Indonesian coal mine, which resumed operation in September 2024, produced 0.33 million ton coal. In Raipur, one of the 5 ferroalloy furnaces was under shutdown for modification from 1st September to 1st November 2024. The captive power plant at Vizag also underwent a 22-day maintenance shutdown, affecting ferroalloys production there. Expansion and project update. Coal mines. Gare-Palma 4x7. The mining capacity at Gare-Palma 4x7 is set to increase from 1.68 million ton to 1.8 million ton. Gare-Palma 4x5. We have acquired another fully explored underground coal mine, Gare-Palma 4x5, with 78 million ton in geological reserves and 39 million ton in extractable reserves, grade G8. The vesting order was received on February 4th, 2025, and we anticipate coal extraction within the next financial year. Shapu West Coal Mine. The mining lease has been executed. Mine opening permission is expected this quarter, with production targeted within 2 years. Bartunga Hills JV Coal Mine. We are preparing the detailed project report and mining plan. Rear hydropower project, 25 megawatt. The project has begun trial runs and is expected to be commercially operational by the end of this financial year. Captive solar power, 50 megawatt. While progressing on schedule, delays in the construction of CSPDCL substation bay and transmission line may slightly impact the timeline. Mineral wool project. This sustainability initiative is progressing well and should be operational before the financial year's end. 30 megawatt TG set replacement. Work is on track with operations expected to commence in mid FY 26-27. Now I hand it over to our Director and CFO, Finance, Mr. P.K. Jainji, to discuss about financial performance.
Thank you, Pankaji. Revenue. The company achieved consolidated revenue of 1,319 crores in quarter 3 FY25, marking a growth of 43% year-on-year and 14% quarter-on-quarter. Profitability. Despite challenges in steel and ferroalloys segment due to downturn in prices, lower production, inventory losses, and lower profit from hydro segment due to seasonal effect, operating EBITDA almost doubled year-on-year from 194 crores to rupees 382 crores. Despite mark-to-market provisioning of rupees 46 crores on investments, consolidated profit after tax grew 75% year-on-year to rupees 200 crores and remained steady quarter-on-quarter. Debt and liquidity. Net consolidated debt, including working capital loans, stood around rupees 1400 crores. Long-term loans repayable within next 1 year is rupees 223 crores. The liquidity is strong, with cash and liquid investments of exceeding rupees 1400 crores as on 31st December 2024. Which is in addition to loans given as part of our treasury operations. The credit rating of the company is reaffirmed at AA- by CRISIL post acquisition of SKS. I now hand over to Sri Manish Sharda to discuss the steel and ferroalloys industry overview and outlook. Over to Manish ji.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. Global steel production declined by 0.9% to 1839.4 million tons in CY 2024, with China recording decline of 1.7%. India, however, bucked the trend, growing at 6.3% to 149.6 million metric tons due to slowdown in domestic economy. Despite fall in steel production, China recorded highest ever steel export of 110.72 million metric tons steel in CY 2024, recording a growth of 22.7% over 2023. Aggressive exports from China weighed on global steel prices. In December alone, China exported 9.72 million tons, which is higher than average for most previous months. Many countries have invoked safeguard measures against Chinese imports. India remained net importer of steel despite moderation. During the calendar year 24, India imported 10.82 million metric tons of steel against 9.03 metric tons in CY23, whereas the exports fell to 7.63 million metric tons against 7.83 million metric tons in CY23 in 2024. Ferroalloys prices remained subdued during the quarter. Merchant power prices also remained subdued due to above average rainfall and increased generation. Power prices on the exchanges remained below rupees 4 on average. The Indian coal index recorded a fall of 14.84% from 155.44 in December 2023 to 132.38 in December 2024. Domestic crude steel production in Q3 FY25 was 37.78 million metric tons, up 3.5% year on year and 2.9% quarter on quarter. Domestic finished steel consumption grew by 7.64% year-on-year and 3.33% quarter-on-quarter to 38.46 million metric tons. Our ferroalloys export during the quarter was down to 23,250 metric tons due to fall in production as compared to 28,200 metric tons in last quarter and 33,400 metric tons in quarter 3 of 24. We expect pickup in credit offtake and economic growth supported by liquidity infusion and government spending. Net import of steel and fall in the coking coal prices, a major input for primary steel producers, expected to keep steel prices in check. Expected safeguard measures to check steel imports in India will help in improving margins for Indian steel industry. India remains the fastest growing major economy driven by domestic demand and favorable demography. The reversal of interest rate cycle will enhance competitiveness and encourage capital investments, creating demand for steel and other metals. Improved PLF and sales realization in our IPP business and fall in finance cost should further strengthen profitability. That concludes the performance and outlook.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand the RM cost, even on the standalone level, if I see, there was a sharp uptick. So, any particular reasons for the same?
Madam, voice is cracking. We are not able to hear the question clearly. There is a problem in the line. Can you switch the line or?
Is it better? Hello?
For a call?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Is it better now?
Disturbance.
Hold on, sir. I will check with the line.
Please.
Vikas, sir, can you speak again?
Hi. Am I audible?
No, sir, it's better now.
Yeah, it is better, but not too. We are still finding it. There is a cracking in between.
Should I, sir, reconnect you again?
Yeah, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
That will be better. Should I disconnect?
We have connected with the management line. Mr. Vikas, you can go with the question, please.
Am I audible?
Yeah, sir.
Sir, just wanted to understand, our RM costs on a standalone level has jumped up pretty sharply. So what are the main reasons behind this?
Iron ore.
Our total raw material cost has increased very sharply.
One could be iron ore. What are the other cost component which has led to such a sharp increase on the sequential iron ore cost? Iron cost, I mean to say.
It's not only the iron ore cost, na. Because if we have the power plant also, so then coal purchase is also there, na. And in case of ferroalloys, you see the selling prices has gone down. So raw material cost has not gone down. So raw material consumption includes the effect of the higher cost of the inventory of the manganese ore. And so far as total material consumed is concerned, that includes the coal consumption in the IPP.
Understood. Sir, in terms of realizations, how should we look at the spot realizations right now versus the 3Q averages? How much they are higher or they are at the same level? If you could give us some idea.
More or less prices are at the levels at which these were for the quarter three average.
Understood. Sir, our SKS power plant would have been 70 or higher PLF level this quarter. So, if you could tell us by when we can see the full utilization and the phase 2, any idea on the phase 2 expansion plans? Because we have already utilized 600 megawatt as of now.
It's already conveyed in our opening address. In January, we have achieved 97% PLF. So, the machines are operating at full capacity, but in between we are facing certain maintenance issues, so we are addressing all those issues. So average PLF will improve, but yes, we have to take certain more steps to ensure that at sustainable level we achieve the 100% capacity utilization. So that is the case with the PLF, but as of now, plant is operating at 100% capacity and is generating a capacity of 600 megawatt.
So, any plan to expand this capacity? I believe we have some already, the infrastructure is already there for the next 600 megawatt.
Yeah, basic infrastructure is readily available, but we have to seek all the approvals and carry out the techno-economic viability study and all the environmental related clearances. So, it will take its own time, not in the immediate future. But yes, we will take steps one by one effectively. First, we have to go for the approval.
So my second question is related to ferroalloy division. Are we making PVT level losses right now? And since the manganese prices are sharply up in last few days, have we seen this to reflect in the finished product prices as well?
The ferroalloy prices recently have moved up and we have seen a little bit of improvement on the manganese ore side as well. But we'll have to wait and watch in the coming 2-3 months as to what happens, because there are protectionist measures which have been taken by, you know, many countries like Europe, US, they both announced. So we'll have to see how the demand pulls up in the coming 2 months.
But for this quarter, we had PBT level losses. Is that assumption is correct, looking at the number right now?
Because we had the inventory losses to some extent, but not PBT losses at the PBT
level. Understood, sir. Sir, that's all from my side for the time being. I'll join the queue if I have further questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahek from Agility Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah,
thank you for the opportunity. Sir, so I wanted to understand more on the pricing point of view. So what is the pricing difference between the power in which we sell from the hydropower plant and from the SKS power plant, as well as the profitability?
Hydropower plants, we have long-term pricing contracts. So those are supplied at a fixed price, and there are different prices for different plants which commissioned at different points of time. So far as thermal power, IPP thermal power plant is concerned, we are selling part of the power in the long term, part of the power in the medium term, part of the power in the short term, and the remaining power we are selling in the exchanges. So these prices are subject to market fluctuations. So comparing directly is very difficult, because there we have a long term contract. Here we are selling in the majorly in the spot market. A part of it is going into the medium term also. So there cannot be a direct comparison. Prices of IPP power plant will be subject to the market fluctuations and seasonal effect also. During rainy season, the price realizations may be lower. During summer season, you may get much better prices. So there is no direct comparison between both the projects.
Okay, but any ballpark number, like what would be the average realization? Like for in thermal, you mentioned in the last previous con call, it's close to 5 rupees a unit. So similar, what is in the hydropower plant as well? Any ballpark number?
Hydropower plant, in one plant we have a tariff of 3 rupees 85 paisa, another plant we have 5 rupees 21 paisa, and third power project is subject to cost plus formula. So that varies from maybe 7 rupees to 5 rupees or so. So,
okay,
and in case of thermal power plant, we can definitely expect 5 rupees plus on average for the whole year.
Okay, and profitability will be different for both. Like for thermal, EBITDA level is close to 40% in time. Hydropower, it would be more, or it's in the similar range?
Yeah, hydropower EBITDA level is in the range of 80%.
80%, okay.
Because there is not any raw material cost, there is more of the interest cost. So EBITDA cannot be compared for both the projects. One is the raw material, another is the interest is raw material. So there is no direct comparison on EBITDA level.
Okay, understood. And sir, last question, any update on the Supreme Court ruling for the SPS power plant?
Hearing has not yet taken place.
Okay, done. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Balasubramanian from Arian Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions. So my first question regarding this ferroalloy prices, it's Q1Q 19% decline average realization for ferromanganese, around 8% Q1Q in silica manganese. So like any specific reasons, or like what are the dynamics in the market?
Can you repeat the question, please? Because I'm not able to hear you clearly. Jensab, can you hear clearly?
We couldn't. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay. So like in ferro alloy price trend, I'm looking at the PPT. It's 19% Q1Q downside for ferro manganese and around 8% Q1Q downside for silicon manganese. Any specific reasons for it and what are the market dynamics in the, at this point of time?
Sorry, we are not able to hear your question clearly.
Voice is very muffled.
It is actually coming very muffled. I mean, I can hear some parts of it that you want to know the silicomanganese prices and the ferroalloys overall pricing coming down and what are the reasons thereof. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so particularly there is no reason. It's a commodity and there's a cycle. We have seen that there have been a bit of a slump in demand, you know, and that's the only reason.
Hello. Yes, sir. So my second question regarding on looking at this sales volume data for the iron ore pellet and sponge iron, etc. So only sponge iron, only year on year 48% growth. The remaining are into less than like some of the like volumes are looking at 20%. The remaining are 18% kind of downside only. So our revenue has reported 43% or year on year. And like how much it comes from price realization side and volume realization side?
Can you actually rejoin? Because everything that you're saying is muffled up. We can't hear you clearly. At least I'm not able to. Jain sir?
No, we are not able to hear clearly.
It's all like echoing or muffling up.
I'll come back and check.
Tab, can you just rejoin and again come back and ask the question, please?
Fine, sir. Fine.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Devang from Eagle View Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My voice is audible?
Yeah, clear. Absolutely clear.
Sir, our long-term borrowings increased from 1,000 crore to 2,400 crore. What are the peak debt we can see in coming quarters?
I think this must be the peak for the coming quarters.
Okay, so this is the peak number for debt.
Yeah, at least for, unless we go for some other major activity, for at least for next few quarters, this is the peak. Now it is getting reduced as we are starting repaying the loan taken for SKS acquisition. So it will go down from here.
Okay. And sir, my second question is, we have a good cash on balance sheet. We have very low debt. Can we expect dividend payout in coming quarters or coming years?
That is a matter to be discussed at the board meeting and decided by the board. It's very difficult to comment on this at this juncture.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand our capital allocation preferences. Given right now our debt is high, but obviously we would be paying with the cash flow. If we have a second round of CapEx, then our choice of the business would be majorly, first choice of the investment would be steel, power or fiber. How should we look at it?
No, we are investing in a diversified way. We are investing in hydropower projects also. We will be taking up two more hydropower projects. We are investing into the coal mines also as a backward integration. We have planned even for the iron ore mine. So majorly it is going on the backward integration side, and definitely it will be simply come up with the expansion of the SKS power plant, that will be another major capex. So the capex capital allocation will be distributed over all the different segments of the activities carried out by the company.
Understood, sir. And sir, we haven't participated in any manganese ore mining kind of the thing.
There is no major manganese mine which has come up in the country right now. There have been 2-3 auctions which are all small mines. They are 6 hectares, 7 hectares, 8 hectares, and the reserves are very, very meager. They are like, you know, some 60,000, 50,000, 40,000. Those are not viable, workable mines with low grades of manganese in it. So we are not participating in these tenders.
Understood, sir. That's all my.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Majreja from Augmenta Assets Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, I would like to understand a strategy on the coal mines. Like, for example, the upcoming coal mine would be the capacity expansion on the Garipalma site, and another would be the Shapur West coal mine. And so how are we looking at the same, and what is our strategy towards the same, and how are we looking at all these mines under the underground mining thing? Like, what is your view on the same, and how much viable is the underground mining scenario in India currently?
So underground iron ore mine, as we go beneath the surface, the grade of the coal increases. So the capex and the cost of production increases, but at the same time, the quality of coal also increases. Now we are little dependent on our imported coal substitute also that we are buying from South Africa. So all these underground coal mines will help us to reduce our imports of RB2 and RB1 grade of coal from South Africa. And even for our ferroalloys units, we are dependent on high-grade coal. So that raw material base will also come from the underground coal mines.
Sir, so I just wanted to understand, till date, the underground mining things, like, for example, if I correct me if I'm wrong,
around 95% of the coal mine in India is from open cast mine currently, and around 5-10% is from underground mine. So what was the thing that was hindering this underground coal mining operation in India, and what will change this going forward? Because we are entering into various revenue sharing agreements with Coal India and NBOs. So what is your take on the thing?
No, we have taken only one mine under coal revenue sharing arrangement from Coal India. Rest all are other are direct allocation to us from the Ministry of Coal. So in one coal mine, and that will not be underground as of what we have planned for the NBO mine in revenue sharing, that will be open cast mine. And underground mines, we have taken two underground mines. One is Shahpur West and then another is Garpalma 4x5. 4x5 was is an operational coal mine which was operated earlier by Monnet and later on by Hindalco. Now it has come for auction third time, and now we have taken. So this is an operating underground coal mine, and it has got high grade of coal near our existing coal mine 4x7. So the high grade coal which will be utilized for our sponge iron plant and ferroalloys plant, and to that extent the capacity of our 4x7 will be freed for SKS power plant.
And just to clarify, I assume you think that underground coal mining is difficult and just has started happening, but India has been doing underground coal mining, iron ore mining, manganese ore mining for the longest period of time. So there is absolutely no problems in underground coal mining per se.
Understood. So, sir, going by your comments, like for example, this Garepalma 4x7 will gradually meet the requirements fully of our SKS power plant. The Garepalma 4x5, the approvals are under process, and the Shahpur West coal mine, that will be used for our sponge iron and ferroalloy operations, right? Correct?
Yeah, surplus coal, if any, will be sold in the market.
And sir, what is the expected timeline for the Shahpur West? It can take another one and a half years?
1.5 to 2 years. 2 years we are considering from here. Once we get the mining opening permission during the current quarter, it should take not more than minimum 1.5 and maximum 2 years of the time to commence. We are considering 2 years time to start the production.
So sir, as on date, for the existing operation, like how much of this Garepalma 4x7 mines we are selling outside and how much we are consuming in captively?
No, we are not selling any coal outside after acquisition of SKS.
Understood.
We are falling short of the requirement. Rather, we are buying coal from the market.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, overall the international market earlier it's been impacted by the national market price building and
sorry, we are not able to hear you.
Hello, right now, sir? Hello?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm audible?
A little better.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir, in earlier you have mentioned about the overall international market has been a little bit impacted because of Australia has impacted by a flood, and the ally market also is quite slow. And Gaza attack also have been impacted on the international market. You have mentioned about the demand expected to pick up from February month onwards. So, like, what is the status on that overall the international market side?
See, the overall international market side right now, it is subdued, and it will take some time, I guess, once the clarity on the protectionist attitude by European Union, we have to see. We have to look at that. Again, Trump has just announced, you know, duties on steel, you know, today, but it's not clear how many countries they're going to apply the duties on to. So we have to wait and watch. Right now, the focus more will be on India's domestic demand that will come in, the infrastructure, you know, push and the growth that we will see in India. So India will be quite in a comfortable position because I think the most of the duties will be targeted towards Canada, China, Mexico, Latin American countries. This is what we expect. So I think overall, you know, after maybe a month or two, we'll have the complete clarity on the international markets. But right now, the demand is a little slow.
Okay, sir. So I'm looking at the sales data, sales volume data. Span chain only have more than 48% year on year. The remaining are less than that only. But our revenue has seen 43% year on year in this quarter. So how do you understand like about the growth side, whether it's volume driven or price driven?
So you see, sponge iron is one of our intermediary products which is partly consumed in the downstream production and partly sold off in the market. So when the sponge iron production has gone up, if you see, there is no material change in the sponge iron production. Slight change is there, definitely. For in the 9 months, we have produced against 238,000 tons, we have produced 249,000 tons. So the higher sale is on account of the lower consumption in the steel production, because the steel production has reduced a little bit because we have been selling power in the market. That's why percentage-wise it appears to be on the higher side, because we are selling a very small quantity of the sponge iron in the market. So even slight change in the sales side. There is no material change in the production side, but yes, sales side it has gone up because we have consumed less quantity in the production of steel. Otherwise, our steel capacity is more or less constant and stable. So except marginal improvement on account of the efficiencies, there is no material change in the production side in the steel segment.
Okay, sir. So is there any clarity on the growth side, 43% in this quarter year-on-year growth, whether it's driven by price or volumes?
As stated, our steel production will remain more or less stable, except slight improvement on account of the efficiencies. So sales of one product may slightly go up, another product may slightly go down. That may happen. Otherwise, it will remain more or less in the similar levels. Because if we are selling surplus power, because if we are getting better realization on sale of the power, we are reducing production of the steel billets. That may result into increase in the sponge iron sales, but that may reduce the sale of the billet. But it will not affect the profitability, because ultimately we are generating revenue either by sale of the steel or by sale of power.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir.
Namaskar.
हाँ सर, एक तो पहली बात तो प्रेजेंटेशन की जो क्वालिटी और प्रेजेंटेशन का कंटेंट बोथ आर एक्सट्रीमली गुड.
थैंक यू.
हाँ अच्छा सर, ये जो अपना पावर प्लांट है जिसमें बताया कि पीएलएफ करीब करीब 97-98% के आसपास, दैट मीन्स इट विल जनरेट समथिंग अराउंड 500 करोड़ ऑफ यूनिट इन द ईयर.
नो, ये एक महीने का है. बीच में क्या होता है, मेंटेनेंस शटडाउन्स भी आते हैं, तो जनरली बेस्ट ऑपरेटेड प्लांट्स में 85% के आसपास पीएलएफ आता है. और यदि पार्टली यदि मार्केट में सेल करते हो, और कई बार आप सेल नहीं कर पाते हो, तो आप 80-85% के बीच में एक रीजनेबल, यदि आईपीपीज हैं विच आर सेलिंग इन द ओपन मार्केट, तो 80-85% का पीएलएफ ऑन एनुअल बेसिस वी शुड कंसिडर एज ए गुड परसेंटेज. मे बी 80%
एक्सपेक्ट के करीब प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी में 400 करोड़ का फर्क पड़ेगा बिकॉज ऑफ एसटीएस पावर प्लांट.
आना तो ठीक है, कंफर्टेबली
साल में. हाँ साल भर में सर,
कंफर्टेबली आना चाहिए.
हाँ 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 जी 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 जी. और इसका ये जो है सर, दैट कोर्ट केस एनी स्टेटस,
एनी
अभी कोर्ट केस का स्टेटस क्या है सर?
कोर्ट में अभी हियरिंग नहीं हुई है. हियरिंग हियरिंग के लिए
हियरिंग ही नहीं हुई है. ओह जी जी. अच्छा सर, ये मिनरल फाइबर क्या है? यू हैव स्टार्टेड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ मिनरल फाइबर इन वाइजैक.
ये इंसुलेशन वूल रहता है, विच इज यूज फॉर इंसुलेशन मटेरियल इन द बिल्डिंग्स आल्सो, इन द इंडस्ट्रीज आल्सो, सो दैट हीट इंसुलेशन के लिए काम आता है.
बट इट हैज ए बेटर सेलिंग वैल्यू.
पार्डन?
बेटर सेलिंग वैल्यू.
The sale price. Sale price is good?
Sale price is good.
और सर अपन दूसरे थर्मल पावर प्लांट या हाइड्रल पावर प्लांट के लिए भी बिड कर रहे हैं, एनी चांस?
ये तो देखिए अपॉर्चुनिटी बेस्ड रहता है, ऐसा कोई वो नहीं रहता, इट्स ऑनगोइंग प्रोसेस, जब भी कोई अपॉर्चुनिटी जाती है तो देखी जाती है।
और ये अभी जैसे डेट अपना इतना बड़ा है सर, तो कोई क्यूआईपी वगैरह इश्यू नहीं करते हैं सर, तो डेट कम हो जाएगा, इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट कम हो जाएगी,
वो तो ग्रेजुअली कम होगा ना, कोई भी बड़ा एक्विजिशन करोगे तो एक बार तो आता ही है शायद तक, उसके बावजूद नेट डेट में कोई बहुत ज्यादा है नहीं, जितना नेट डेट है उतना तो अपना एबिटा रहता है, तो ऐसा कोई कंसर्न जैसा कुछ है नहीं।
आजकल तो जिसको देखो क्यूआईपी लेके आता है और अपना तो इतना कंफर्टेबल है कंपनी, तो उसके हिसाब से तो आराम से आ सकता है सर।
ठीक है ना, जरूरत होगी तब देखेंगे, अभी तो ऐसी तो जरूरत भी महसूस हो नहीं रही है। ठीक है,
ठीक है, ठीक है सर, मेरे यही क्वेश्चन थे। राइट सर, थैंक यू, थैंक यू,
थैंक यू। A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. To summarize, while the steel segment faced pricing and margin pressure, SKS Power's operational performance improved and hydropower generation saw year-on-year growth, backed by sound balance sheet, low leveraging and strong liquidity. The company has been reinvesting surplus funds in a number of diverse projects for consistent growth. In the next financial year, 25 megawatt hydropower plant, mineral wool project, 50 megawatt solar power plant and Garepalma 4x5 will also contribute to the profitability. The diversification strategy of the company has paid off to have consistently sustainable cash flows, insulating us against cyclicality of the steel industry. Please feel free to reach out to us or our IR team for any further questions. Thank you all the participants.
Thank you. On behalf of Sada Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.